This is your host with the most, so have a toast, Leader Johnson, man, just here to talk sports. We all here on the Follow Leader podcast, man, and I'm a sports guy, so I just want to give y'all some updates, man. Listen, Ohtani getting $700 million is big. $7 million a year. Who's going to match that? Who's going to match you? Jaden Daniels. Congratulations to the Daniels family. Jaden Daniels, man, lives for 1,100 yards, threw 40 touchdowns, 4,000 yards. He deserved it. Michael Penix Jr. had a great year, and so did Marvin Harris Jr., who I think is the best player in the draft. Just think he is. LeBron James winning the in-season tournament is super huge. Man's a winner. And Anthony Davis, if he plays like that, just look out for that. The Lakers are something to worry about if Anthony Davis plays that way. 40-20. I mean, if he's in, I'm talking about if he's back healthy, how about that? You're looking at a different Laker team. And then I like the way Russell plays as a point guard, because he can shoot, he can score, he can drive. It's big. The Flyers are surprising me. They're the most surprising team in Philadelphia. I mean, because I knew they wasn't that bad. That's what I knew that they wasn't. But I didn't know that they would be second in the division. That's huge. Yes, I'm here. I had a situation where I almost died. And sitting here, I have to understand this. Somebody just came over here and talked to me. doing the sports podcast, here at the facility. I'm in Broomall, PA. Broomall, PA, and just taking care of me. I'm in physical therapy. Almost had a situation where I checked out of here. Had a 900 blood sugar. Unbelievable, crazy. Yes, I almost checked out of here, man. I'm so blessed to even be here right now. So blessed. It's a lot of Villanova fans everywhere, man. Nova Nation, you are very popular. Like, you are very popular. I got a couple of physical therapists who have sons who go to the school. So, that's very big. Very, very huge. I am your host with the most, so have a toast. I am back, Leader Johnson. We're on the Follow Leader podcast. And let's talk sports. Let's be more into the sports world right now, which is unbelievable right now. Let's talk unbelievable things. Let's talk unbelievable sports. A lot of things going on. Like I say, $70 million a year for Ohtani is crazy. And so now we're going to talk about the Mike Trout looks like small size right now. let's see. The big thing right now that we have to look at is that the Lakers are looking like a team that is on a mission. And you know, LeBron James is also, Bronny James plays today. It's a big day in sports today. Bronny James is back, man. It is very big news. He plays Long Beach State today. Also, the Cowboys and the Eagles today. Shaq Leonard makes his appearance with the Eagles on Sunday. He makes his appearance. Shaq Leonard makes his appearance today with the Eagles. The Eagles got to run the ball, man. That's just it. You don't repay, how do you pay Rashad Penny and then you give a contract upgrade to Boston Scott and you don't run them? What is that? That's crazy. What is that? You give DeAndre Swift a contract, I mean, a trade, and then you're talking about extension. But you need to run these guys. They're going to take the brotherly shove away soon. So you better start getting equipped with your running. It's a big game. It's a statement game. I mean, if you don't win this game, then it's not going to win the you're not going to win the division or the playoffs. But you're not winning the Super Bowl if you don't make statement games like this. You're going to put a lot of people in doubt. Right? Big. We get to the Villanova Wildcats, and we talk about Coach Neptune. Talk so much about Neptune. How? Like, how do you talk about Coach Neptune? How do you do that? How do we even go to that point and talk about Neptune? I don't really get that. That's really something to look at. Coach Neptune is one of those guys who, I mean, look at Ka'Jae Wright. Does anybody remember Hofstra? Does anybody remember Hofstra? His first years at Hofstra was terrible, super terrible. You look at what Neptune did with Fordham. Everybody said, "Oh, it's Fordham." You don't get put the pressure on him for Fordham. He went from 2-16 to 16-16. You look at when he was with Villanova, right? When Jay Wright first got to Villanova, that's in the 2000s. It's like 3 years. He was in NIT. Nobody remembers that. He even had a McDonald's All-American type of class and still made it in NIT. We don't remember that, but we don't want to give Neptune. Like I told people on my Twitter, I'm blocking you. It's a difference if you have an opinion, but when you criticize people constantly, like one guy said, I said something about Longino has to step up, which he did. He had 9 points. I said that. But the one guy said, "No thanks to Neptune." What is that for? What is the extra comment for? No thanks to Neptune. He's the coach. How the hell he didn't help him step up? Like, it's crazy, man. But they won against UCLA. 18-10 for Tyler Burton. He's doing what he does, even extra with the 10 rebounds. And my player of the game was Mark Armstrong. We had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And I say that because he also had 1 turnover. I say that because Mark Armstrong is a point guard. And that team needs leadership. And he's been doing it the whole year. Super leadership. You're talking about his scoring. Don't talk about the analytics, because you're not looking at what he does on the court. You're not looking at that. Jalen Brunson, they won the championship his first year. What did he average? But Jalen Brunson was a big part, because they wouldn't have won the championship without him. Jay Wright wouldn't have won the championship without Neptune, Ashley Howard, Baker Dunleavy. We're talking about recruiting, right? Janiel Sheffield, Ryan Archiakino, Michael Bridges, Josh Hart. All those guys were recruited because of the coaching staff. And nobody remembers that. I mean, Justin Moore is here because of Ashley Howard. I remember I was on the phone with him and he was talking about Justin Moore. I remember when Eric Dixon, I remember all those years. That's how I know certain things, because I talk to the coaches. I'm always in talks with the coaches. Shout out to Dwayne Anderson and Ashley Howard. It was a big win because after the Kansas State loss, Arthur Kaluma, Tyler Perry hit the last second shot. They needed to make us a comeback win, and they did. That's what you want your coach to do, right? At 7-4 now. 9 points and 6 rebounds for TJ Bamba. 6 points and 10 rebounds for Eric Dixon. You look at Joe Longino having 9 rebounds, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists for Hakeem Hart. It was a game that they were supposed to do, and then defensively, they showed their ass. You know, I think they were more motivated than ever. 6 points, 10 rebounds, like I said, for Eric Dixon. You got to look at that. You got to look at a lot of things. Three rebounds for Njoku. You know, Njoku and Ware. I think Neptune's starting to realize where they are as a team and starting to use a lot of the certain players. When you talk about, I said this before the season started. I said, when the Big East tournament hits, that's when Nova's going to be at their best. They got to get used to each other. All of them have to. Armstrong being the point guard is the hardest position he's working right now, because remember, Jay Wright just left out. Nobody wants to, you know, Jay Wright's the man, all that. No question. But nobody wants to say that Jay Wright just walked out on the university. He just walked out. He walked out. Everybody just like, nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to listen. It's not here to bash anyone. But if you're going to bash Neptune, You have to start with Jay Wright. And I'm not saying bash Jay Wright. No, because I'm telling you, basically, it's irrelevant to bash Neptune. How do you bash a man that has to come in at a system that he didn't even get accustomed to yet? He came from a whole other university. He came right in and became the coach and had to learn all the players. This wasn't his recruitment team. Jay Wright recruited those guys, Cam Whitmore and Brandon Housen. Jay Wright recruited those guys. You know, and then you look at so much about that team. Unbelievable. Like, he had to get used to it. And this is his first recruiting year, getting Matthew Hodge. Everybody was down on him. Oh, we ain't got no recruits yet. And then next thing you know, in 10 days, they get 3 recruits. How you going to bash Neptune for doing something he's been doing his whole life, recruiting? Ugh. So you have to understand that looking at the team, Jay Wright assembled. Looking at who they are as a team and what they assembled and what they accumulated as a team, this is big what Neptune is doing, what they have done, how they have done it. An unbelievable team. You're looking at one of the best teams. I mean, what you're looking at, I'm put it like this. You're looking at a very, 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 very progress team. Very quick. I mean, dang, look at the guys that he's recruited, he's transferred, and they've had to get used to his playing system. His playing system. Do you know how hard that is? And then you got Mark Armstrong coming in, who was recruited by Jay Wright, having to get used to a whole nother system. I mean, this is his first system, really. I mean, you got to look at that. He didn't have to sit down with Jay Wright's coaching plan. But look at Mark Armstrong and look what he's done. It's really the Villanova way. Guard you. You have to have that point guard be that guy. Right? Mark Armstrong is unbelievable. That game, how he got everybody to be involved. Look at that game. If you want to look at that game, look at all the games. Mark Armstrong has been that guy. They wouldn't have won none of these games without Mark Armstrong. I know, you look at, I remember one time Neptune was talking and saying how Justin Moore is the best post up, best this, best that. But he's not running the team like Mark Armstrong is. When he gets the ball, when Mark Armstrong gets the ball in his hands, it's a different team. Different team, different speed. It allows Justin Moore to be Justin Moore, be that killer, be that Mamba, without Moore having to hold the ball. So it was big. Now, one thing about the Villanova football game, man. I mean, they had a great year. There's nothing you can really say about this year. Connor Watkins, even though if you look at the analytics, Connor Watkins threw under 100 yards. The receivers didn't have a good game. Offense had a bad game. But their defense showed up the best they could. I mean, but if your offense isn't providing when the defense is showing up, what else can you do? What else can you do? And so that's what happened. Shouts out to Ferranti, man. Jesus Christ. I mean, such a great season. They were like the Ohio State this year. You know, South Dakota State was more like Georgia of the FCS. Villanova was like the Ohio State, man. Very good team. I mean, everybody should be excited. Ferranti has a formula now. The way he does gets transfers, the way he recruits. Hugo, the defensive end from New Jersey, committing this year. Super huge for Villanova. Villanova's huge, man. Villanova's a huge, 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 huge team. That has to be recognized. And now recruits are seeing it. Because they have a good class this year. The class started out real good. Dylan Mills being a 3-star. But Dylan Mills being a 3-star this year, it really helps. Their quarterback position is always constantly being upgraded. It's a lot of good. They had two good wide receivers also, and they're continuously now, it seems like in the late part of their recruitment for the 2024 class, they're starting to get guys that can be game changers. I literally like the defensive end they got out of New Jersey. That's a good player. And it's some good players that they're starting to get accumulated with to make them a better team for the future. There's some guys coming back next year that's going to make this team good. Like Dewa Barley, T.D. Ayodele-Ajayi, Jalen Sanchez is going to have a big year next year. He is really really one of those guys. And it's going to seem like NFL draft pick type potential is more coming to Villanova than ever. Antonio Johnson is a tight end to watch out for. Mitchell Bothwell is a tight end to watch out for. 2 3-star tight ends they picked up, and their future looks very bright. I just really liked where Villanova's going even more. Like, I started this recruiting thing with Villanova in 2016, and now it seems like they're getting the right recruits and the right transfers since the transfer portal has become hot, like free agency. it's just a big thing. One thing about Villanova's recruiting, 2025, I have to let you know, it's guys like Malik Thomas, he is the real deal. Villanova in his final schools, still there. We're going to see where he comes to his next list. I got an interview coming soon with him. Julius Avent, another interview coming with him for 247. That's the 2026 guy. He is something different. Something different. Cam Ward, Eric Grebe, guys in 2025 we're talking about. Amari Allen, Amari Evans. There's some good recruits. 2025 is super loaded. So it's going to be interesting to see who Villanova gets in this class. You know, and there's still some guys to go, you know, offers that can still come. But it's going to be something to see who they get. I know you heard me talking about ZZ Clark. Yeah, ZZ Clark is a point guard who Villanova is interested in. So watch out. It could be a point guard to get right now. I'll be following up more with that, and we'll see where that goes, okay? Listen, this is Follow the Leader. And, man, it's good to talk to y'all. Good to hear from y'all. I will be updating soon about more. 2026 is a loaded class. Guys like Akina Alozi. I mean, I'm on it, man. I just was hired as a scout and analyst for Made Hoops. Thank you for all the congratulations. I'll be looking at so many prospects and talent down the line, man. I'm still doing high-level sports. I got the WNBA prospect rankings, WNBA draft prospect rankings, NBA draft prospect rankings. I got a lot coming out, man. I'm working so hard, y'all. Thank you for the love. Thank you for everybody for the consideration. I'm truly grateful and truly humbled. I'm out of here, y'all. I know y'all are used to my theme music. But I will be back. Thank you, and talk to you later. Out of here. Peace, y'all.